A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, November 28th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the introduction of bond notes by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-138-60 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by the central bank to ease the cash crisis by introducing bond notes.
The new currency called bond notes is pegged at par with the US dollar and is backed by a $200 million bond facility with the African Export and Import Bank, according to the central bank.
In a press statement, the Reserve Bank said, and I quote, in line with the bank thrust to promote a lesser cash society through the use of plastic money, withdrawal limits of bond notes have been set at a maximum of $50 a day and a maximum of $150 per week. This measure is in tandem with the objective of the bank to release bond notes into the market on a measured basis, which is critical to mitigate against abuse of bond notes. That is the statement from the central bank. But the question tonight is, will Zimbabweans accept the bond notes, Gibbs?
Now, to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, ask for a point.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tilauti tinge tishitaura nezwe kuparurwa kwema bond notes ne banga guru renyika re Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Atanga kutendera yo munzvimbo dzakawanda nasi. Tuda kunzwa kuti kwamuri ashika here ma bond notes uye ari kutambirwa here muzvitoro nekuti mangwanani panenge pangomboita makunga-kunga yekuti zvimwe zvitoro zvanga zvichimboramba kutambira. Uye tanga tichinzwawo kuti pane vamwe vemagaraji vanga vachi pane mitengo yakasiyana pakuti kana uine US dollar kana kuti uine mabond notes icho kwade here. Tinoda kuti mufone munge muchitaura nesu kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yemabond notes Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke blessing zulu kandaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona thina lapha hayi siyaphila sibilo kuzwayo. Yeah, lamhla sikhuluma ngodaba oqakathekileyo kakhulu olwa mabond notes. Amabond notes lawa aqhasa ukusetshenziswa lamhlanje ebesizwile phambilini ukuthi kuzayenziwa lokho kuthiwa ngama-outreach programs. Abantu bafundise ukuthi ibond note lime kanje kanje kanje. Kodwa okuningi lokhu akusayenziwanga. Sizwa kuthiwa kwenziwa okunye amaswingo lapho abantu kade ngazani bafuna ukujova khona isibhakela. Abantu bebuza ukuthi kathi khonokho kuvele kuyini. So Zulu asixoxeni sizweni ukuthi kuyini khonokho. Asijova vote.
Wongu, pa Facebook nepa WhatsApp vanhu vanga vachitumidzira pa message nemashoko ekuti tivafonere. Tomboverenga dzimwe kuna mukoma mugove majaja. Vati apa ndanaiwa ndichibva kubasa yatosvibisa trouser rangu nepaint anenge ari kuti
yaperipend
pend yacho inenge yekuti ukanaiwa inobvisika aminoti ichokwadi here. Mumweyewo achitiwo maiwana kupi mukoma tendaizinyama says if we have come to a period where the US dollar is an issue and is now in short supply, why can't we embrace the rand until such a time when it is feasible to have our own currency? Otherwise, disaster beckons by the corner. Hashtag apa tabata bond manj, tabondera manj. Hanzi hashtag apa tabondera manj. Ma hashtag atang. Shelter, Katsandi says, nothing wrong with them, according to my own opinion. The problem is how people are going to react in business. It's quite good to use it since it is our own currency. Zimbabweans must adopt bond notes. Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, and others, to mention just a few countries, some of the countries that use their own currencies. So why not us? Interesting, from Shelter there. And then we have Cabo. Ngameni, who says, Mugabe thinks he's fighting Europeans and Americans. His own people are suffering, not Europeans or Americans. How can you exchange a pula or a rand with a printed paper? He is killing, starving, and fooling innocent people. A bond note can't have the value of a rand because it's not money, but a check. And then we also have William Chidzira. Not here. Inonzi agro-based economy. Inonzi agro-based economy. As long as agriculture is still fire, ati kwanise kunge tichigadzirisa nyadzezve upfumi. Gibbs, those are some of the comments from people there. I think we have our first guest before we read more of these very interesting messages. I think we have Professor Chivije, who is an economist and also a banker. Professor Chivije, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How is America?
America is fine, but it's getting a bit chilly.
Okay.
Yes, and how is Harare?
Harare is, there is drizzle today. Yeah, there is some rain, and I think people are now preparing for farming. I think the situation is quite welcome.
That is good news indeed. But of course, the talk of the town are the bond notes. Ndambona pa WhatsApp anzi mwanga nyora tsamba anga achifunza mwe kuti ko bond note ratanga kushanda here. Zvikanzi na pindura ko ra achibotsvaga basa here. Now, Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, before going to Mr. Professor Chibije, let me introduce another guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Spindi, who is a Bulawayo resident. Mr. Spindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Dix, and thanks for allowing me to be part of this discussion.
Oh, thank you very much. Back to you, Professor Chibije. Give us your take on the bond notes.
Yeah, the bond notes is a desperate measure by the government to try and contain the liquidity crisis, which is happening in the country. But that is not the problem, per se. The problem is actually the economic problems of the country, Zimbabwe, the dwindling industrial capacity in terms of production, lack of export capacity, and the general mismanagement of the economy. Actually, the shortage of cash, per se, is a symptom of the economic quagmire that the country is in. And the attempt by Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe to try and introduce the bond notes, well, it's simply a temporary measure that is definitely going to fail, because that bond note is going to have an exchange rate. And that exchange rate will see people with time refusing rather to accept that bond note. That will be very, very quick, because Zimbabwe is entirely dependent on imports for its consumption. And because of that, the supply of the U.S. dollar is going to decrease further as people use it to buy the imports. And then people will be relying more and more on the bond note. And with the exchange rate that will be there, you'll find that inflation will creep in, and that will mark more problems of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Professor Chivije, to stay on the line. Let's go to Mr. Spindi in Bulawayo. Mr. Spindi, what is the situation like in Bulawayo? Has the bond not been accepted by Bulawayo residents?
Well, the truth of the matter is that the bond note is not being accepted by the residents of Bulawayo. What we noted today is that we understand that the bond note is in circulation. But what was really clear to everyone is that when you go to the banks today, they withdraw a limited coin down. For instance, if I'm not saying that we're giving out 50 US dollar notes, today they will be going down to about $20. And again, what we're also seeing on the market, to agree with the gentleman who was just speaking right now is that you hardly find $100 notes on the market these days and $50 notes. That is a clear sign to show that in the near future, we'll soon run out of these US dollars. And what that means is that people will fail to go and order import goods into the country. And what that means is obviously going to fuel inflation. And it's a question, it's a matter of time that as we move on, we'll find ourselves in the situation that we were long back. And the bottom line is the government, the challenge that says that they are busy dealing with symptoms of the old situation. And they need to deal with the economy, try and encourage the means of production, and they produce. But they're trying to chase up the symptoms, and they won't win it. That's the bottom line. But the bottom line is that the bond notes are not being accepted. People don't need them, but the government is forcing those bond notes on people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Mr. Sibindi. Mm-hmm. It appears it's the optimistic world, the pessimistic rather world of Mr. Sibindi and Professor Chivije there. Gibbs regatidzo kere kuna Professor Chivije. Asika Professor Chivije wana waruguti hakuna mari. Nekudaro hapana zvimwezve kuita kunze kungotambira mabond notes aya. Pane kuti vapedze mazuva matatu vakarara mutsetse vachimirira mari kumabhanga. Poitwa sei?
She knows the Marie blessing. Ukashanda says a white eyes also. Then Uno Fanda to one a Marie. Marie, I go print you from anywhere, your biodini, Yongo, you see. You know, to Fanda Kitwa end. Because Ripon of the Guti, Urumende Kudara, Yaka Ishua, I is my treasure bills, Namama calls the aisle. He ain't one Marie and I in Nepo, Ungoti Vakuti, reserve the guitar RTGS Kuma Bank.
Tinotenda zvikuru Professor Chivije rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Regai tiende ku Victoria Falls Gibbs.
Slow mnumzana ke ufine baba fine kunjani?
Yebo baba Gibbs linjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu kunjani Falls?
Hayi Falls ukuyright impili zi right but indaba yama bond notes. Yesikhathaza kakhulu.
Yes, so
siyibonile, ngiyibonile for sure ngayibamba. Hayi better check leya.
Injani? Ngayibamba iphuma ipenda yini?
Yaphuma ipenda. Vele ubaba lo kade khuluma kuqala lo, so ukhuluma iqiniso lo kade libalela imessage lo. Hayi ukhuluma iqiniso. Hayi ipenda vele. These guys vele they playing with people vele. Angikwazi ukuthi bayenzani yazi. Hayi iphepha, yalazi.
I bond sibili bond paper.
Ibond paper sibili, hayi bond lokho ukuthi ungafaka emanzini anti uyakwazi ukuthi uyayiluza vele $2 yangkhona vele. It's not money that one.
So nxa usema grocer baba fine ungana twali zulu ungafika ema grocer. Uyafika uthenga ngani?
Awuthengi lalutho because ngidala yokuthi iUS dollar anti ungayiwathele 1000 anti. Ayiphumi color. Uyakwazi ukuyifaka elangeni laphana yiwome and ukwazi ukuthenga ngayo. It's money. And but that one is a paper. Iphepha lelani ibera check. Hayi angikwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe igovernment isenzelani yazi.
Ukwayisebenzisa?
Ngithethe ebhenki ngikhuluma so namuhla.
Bakunike malini?
Banike 5 bond ama $2 and awe 50 bond and the lama US awe 50 bond.
So bakunika ama 5 kuma ama $2.
Amanye half 50-50.
Oh, okay, so awe break it down. Ama bonds unike ingaki?
Ama bonds niwe nike ama $2. Ama $2. And then ama
awe 25 amounted to $25.
Yeah, $25.
Then?
And then ama US banika ama 50, banika 50 US dollars, 50. Ama 20 down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So ubaba lo yazi vele igovernment ethi ikho ngangikhuluma sathe uthi mele iphumele igovernment le because it's doing vele angazi bayenzani yazi kathesi sebeqazile ukureda sikhuluma so kathesi $2 is 1 is to 3 and then $5 is 1 is to 7 and then xa ufuna i-100 pound xa ubuya le 100 pound wawunika $70 in US dollar so urate vele sokuqalisile ukurethwa vele akwazi ukuthena uthi no rate but ngapha kuyarethwa angikwazi ukuthi
oretha njalo mbani
ngabantu so vele vele into into le abayenzile vele is terrible phambili mdala because sizabona ukudla kuzashota into enzakalayo because you are not manufacturing in Zimbabwe
yeah
you are not manufacturing and sizabona izinto if you were short and ukudla siza slow down ukushota kushota kushota kufika phambili and because kathi sizinqa sizwa thi South Africa ifuna cash up front and so bona bazahamba yini nama points yini kumbe bazahamba nama US abathi bona abana ama US dollar and angazi ukuze yahamba nje kodwa ngapha bathi bona balayo ifuwe but already vele ngapha ifuwe lisishota baba ingadebo ifuwe lisishota vela so ngingahamba wathi kathi kathi akula fuwe andiyabo so angazi ukuthi bona bathi thwa hey fuel hey ukubuya kwebonda kusoze kucitha ifuel izipe ifuel but kanti already vele sokuqazela ukushota
andiyabo umbuzo ocina
fika 6 months
umbuzo ocina lapha uthe sula ibondeni le uthengene
andithengisinkwa I think ngile lo ngithengisinkwa lo khakho
bese bekuyimali
isinkwa is 90 cents and then ilo is 90 cents
oh vela kutshintsha ngoku 20 akutshintsha
eh Eh but nxa ufuna ukutshintsha maybe ufuna ama US iyachaya irate.
Hayi kwazwala kakhulu ke mnumzana fine kuna ngapho efollows. Sathi sikutinda tindi kwezethu busithumezele impicture kona ngapho.
All right.
Ngiyambonga kakhulu fine.
All right.
Yeah, that was Mr. Fine Victoria Falls. He says he was given some bond notes today. The $2 bond notes worth about $25. And then another batch was $50. So he went to the bank and he was given that kind of money. So then he says, what is surprising is that people have already pegged the money on certain terms, you know. Like if you've got 100 pounds, you know, these people that change money in the streets, they give you $70. So right now, things have just turned, you know, upside down. So the government was thinking that it was going to be one-on-one. So if you've got 2 pounds, they are saying it's 1 to 3 in terms of the rate. So which means it's just something else, man.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Regati ende kune mumwe muterera ku South Africa. Ndivamurira makadi vano ndivamuriri.
Vamuriri makasi.
Vamuriri makadi henyu. Hai wa isiri nani.
Koma dressing ni haya dzikuti kama zvimabhu. Takaoma.
Mhm.
Vanoitwa visa mabondi papers. Iyo madora ati amuna.
Mm-hmm.
Wanga opi wane South Africa wakukupa hii marandi, mwushanika marandi, wate kutamba. Ili wei ye kuna kutia wane marandi.
Mm-hmm. Amarandi kama mkoma, wamuriri, ango piwi, kama mnufana utojwe na kana uti rand market, hasi ye kuita wange mruguye nda kuno chwaga yunyuma shanjika.
Inopanzi zisa mkoma, batu mende nga hii zio wane, waka mbopi nda kutu mati zetu ya hizu wane, kika nyudu wa mati zetu umapeli.
Mm-hmm.
Ndinokunga mari yangu yakadowa mbenda nana matiriyoni mangani.
Mhm.
Asa ndina chona kawana. Mhm. Sezinezwa kuzodisa kuti mabond papers. Wachatora mabond papers wodzadza wazvipa.
Mhm.
Wotanga kutendeka ne black market. Vachiwo vachitora ma US dollars. Vachipa vana vavo vati kuzvikoro.
Mhm.
Saka munoona kuti nyika haifanhi kuva inoshandisa chisimba. Suppose kuti vanhu ndivanofanira kuva vaine zvito zvavo kuti hapiti kuzvikoda. Aliwo nenyaya yekuti wari kushandisa temo ukangotaura unoona uchitorwa mapepo kutokubve usiku watoenda zvachose chisimba chisina kunaka mabondi papers even vanhu vane mashopi vanohodha seizin iwo vachiihodha nemarandi kakaputa mamwe macontainers anouya kubva kunana japani kubva kuuk kubva kupi anobhadhara nemaus dollars vanoawana kupi zvadzoka futi za 2007 zvataita kiumbeni kuti kana kutakaenda South Africa unonzi nyora ripoti yekuti una undotenga chii kuda maranzi kuda maUSD chii kuti uwane forex zvo zvadzokaputiko hurumende ngaidzirawo mitii kana yatadza kutonga ngaitsvage kana riri ngomabreaking munogona kuya mitonga inyika ndokunga zvisinani kana kuti vanhu vachitudike sezvavari kuita naizvozvo anhu vari kuzvisa tsitsi mukoma mukaenda kumaruzevha ukakuna mitonga mukaenda mutauni macho muna fresita muchaimo mharara yega yega vanhu vari kungotengesa nzungu vanobva kwamutoko vamwe vari kubva kusi nemazhanjeka handifungi kuti korera ikauya muharare muyamuya munosara munhuo asi wakunza futi mabond papers kuti vanhu tii dzose futi zvakamboitwa zviyasiya zveku zvekuvidza vanhu tite mugomba rine chete nenyaya yekorera pabetiia
aiwati
vanhu vatitoti hurumende ngainziro wani ndofunga mari dzavainazvo mudzimba mavo mukadzipeta kubva muharare zvinosva kwamutare munhu wani vanodzadza dzimba nemari vachingotora mari vachichengeta mudzimba asi nyika haina mari
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuriri
atenda hamgomablessing
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs you heard there from Mr. Muriri is talking about several issues, including corruption. He's saying most of these officials who are introducing these anti-poor policies are actually very corrupt individuals. And he says Zimbabwe is going back to 2008 when the then governor, Gideon Gono, introduced the so-called bearer checks and people lost their savings. He's saying that, you know, it appears Zimbabwe is repeating the same mistake, and he's saying that these policies by the government have led to the suffering of the majority of the people, and he's afraid that if there's a disease outbreak in Zimbabwe, such as cholera has happened around 2008-12, he says many people will lose their lives. That's his fear.
Yes, yeah, was a colleague of Corumba Blessing. Yes, yes, we're going to spend, Baba Spendi. Nxa ukwasebenzisa yini i-bond notes lezi njalo nxa usebenzisile ubone njani khona ngale ebantwini njalo sipotheleni sebebuyele yini esitaladini ngamafitshane nje pont capcap ukhona ecingweni baba Sibindi
Well, might have lost him, but we are being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Busisa Moyo, the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, CZI. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thanks for joining us at such a short notice. Of course, bond notes have been introduced today. How are you receiving them as business?
Well, we are seeing small amounts coming at our factory shop today. We had about $30 in bond notes that appeared ready to purchase goods at our factory shop.
And there are these reports that...
We are seeing small amounts. No reports of significant amounts really pitching up. We are still seeing more dollars, more rands than bond notes in terms of circulation.
Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Moyo, it seems as if when the government mooted this idea, they said it was designed for promoting exports. Are you going to see any promotion of that at all?
Well, the bond notes are being issued as a 5% incentive on exports. So if somebody exports 100,000 worth of goods, you receive 5%, which is the incentive. Of course, for manufacturing, that is very small. We would have wanted a more significant incentive, but it's a starting point. I think you are aware that Zimbabwe is 45 to 55% more expensive than its regional peers. And so, we have weak currencies around us, weakening currencies around us in the form of the rand, the kwacha. So that renders us uncompetitive. So the export sector definitely requires incentives.
So we can safely say, as business, you are embracing the use of bond notes. What are the advantages?
I think let's separate the issues. We are welcoming the incentive because mm-hmm. it's going to help from a costing point of view. It will allow exporters to be at least 5% more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that incentive was coming in the form of dollars or coming in the form of rand is a secondary issue.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second issue, which is to do with the bond note, is one of a liquidity problem where mm-hmm. customers are unable at the moment or were unable to purchase goods in the shops because mm-hmm. there was no liquidity. They were spending days in the queue trying mm-hmm. to get money to then go and buy goods. So that's the second problem that government had to solve. The first mm-hmm. one is to do uncompetitiveness of the export sector. The mm-hmm. second one is to do with liquidity,
mm-hmm.
the ability of the trading public to get their hands on a medium of exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That was the second problem. So those are two separate, they've been combined in the way that they've been introduced, but we look at them as two separate issues.
Mm-hmm. But you would say this will benefit Zimbabwe if we look at the incentive and also the trying to solve the liquidity crunch?
The incentive, absolutely, because exporters are uncompetitive.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa is giving incentives to their exporters to export into Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some sort of counter. So we needed an incentive. As I said to you earlier, 5% is very small when you're up against 45%.
Mm-hmm.
We need incentives realistically of 15 to 20%
mm-hmm.
to be export competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So we are still looking for a better incentive
mm-hmm.
On that. But we welcome 5% is better than zero.
Mm-hmm.
There are some companies that at 5% for certain products, they're able to export them more competitively.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs?
I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mrs. Deborah Mukasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mrs. Mukasa, welcome to the program.
Welcome. How are you, sir?
Hi, Spilile. Kunjani kunapho ko Bulawayo?
Hayi, kuko Bulawayo kuraithi sibona ukuphithizela kwamabhondi nosi lawa sengenile. Ngathi kaqedakala ukuthi ahamba njani ebantwini.
Wena uboneni kodwa akusitshele nje ngamafitshane ukuthi ubone lokhu.
Okay, ngamafitshane into enginanzeleleyo, one ebhondimali zangikhona emabhenki ziphuzile ukungena, abantu bathome belayinile, zifuna sezingenile, bahle sabona ukutshintsha kwezinto like emagarajini. Bahle batshintsha ama-tax abo sokusithi i-US dollar selisiba i-dollar 31 for i-petrol nge-bond yabo sikuthenga nge-dollar 46 bese sizivuza ukuthi kathi njengoba nakwathiwa lizaba yi-1-to-1 so leyi 15 cents i-15 bond whatever sebeyifakile isivela na
so vele kusabalele kanganani khonokho
amagaraji angathi emaningi athe atshintsha ama-prizes lazi lezitolo ezinye like njengabobhata o-okay even lo choppies ebevele eqala ukuthi iyamukela ibhondi lokhuzeni i-bond money ekuseni kulabade sebenabo so abantu bebesehluleka even ukushopa around
pho-ke ekuthengiseleni ngale-ke kumenja ekuthengiseni impahla ngale kuhamba njani?
Ekuthengiseni impahla abantu kade bengakangeni kangako but bathena sebebona izitolo lamagaraji sebengathi sebekhuphula iprize bese bengathi sebesala bethi ngoba abakakwazi ngoba lokuthi kade sebetshintshe iprize zabo bengakakwazi ukuthi vele i-rate yangkhona ihamba njani kuyahluka. So abantu kade bengakangeni ekuthengeni.
So kulobuzima sibile?
Ubuzima mabukhona sibili ngoba even lokuthi like amavendors athe sithi kasikachasiselwa ukuthi ihamba njani sisamelele laba ama-teams ezibuyayo from i-government le-RBZ ezizokhuluma and ama-dates angikhona is like kobulawayo wabuya mhlaka-1 and 2 December but ngapha selihlela angena ukuthi bazokonsulta njani abantu vele bona seziphiwe wonke i-table imali yangkhona so kusho ukuthi kakusezokube loncedo le-consultation yabo abazayenza ngoba sebethe bayikhipha imali prior bengakaconsult.
Yes, I was a colleague, Ubambe Konapunga Kachana, so that is Deborah Mukasa. She belongs to the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. All what she's saying, Blessing, is that so many people were queuing to get money in the banks today, and some managed to get the bond notes. And so, but at the end of the day, she noticed that certain garages were adjusting prices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, petrol, you'd get it for $1.31, and then using the bond, $1.46.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are. Then in some shops, like she mentioned the names, she says that managers were refusing to take the money because they didn't know what to do and went on to say that vendors are totally confused. They don't even know what to do now because they don't know how to adjust their prices and so they're waiting for the government to explain, you know, what is going on. And that consultation process is going to be there between the 1st and 2nd of December in Bulawayo. So she says they're waiting for that, but the problem is, they put the horse before the cart, you know. See what's happening? So they're saying you can't introduce the bond notes and then you consult people. She says, what type of process is that? So let's take two people now. Slumpofu, Isaac, who is in South Africa, Bambofu, Kunjani?
Hey, two in that.
I'm Pilly, Kunjani, when? Ah, food to ask him, no one me as the local Westland. Now, when you ask over there. Uyabona. So nanga amabond phela, nanga amabond imnumzane, uwazwile amabond?
Eh, mnazwile kodwa athina anta ska bond.
So singazuthi one bond how many rand? Awukezwa?
Hayi angikezwa.
Aha. Yeah,
akuthi nje into ebuhlungu dube ngiyakwazi abantu bagidi futhi abanye bagcwele ubusela i-corruption yesilungu. Uyabona bafana la uyisemkhulu wabo yena la. So uyabona ukuthi yena linto ma izela kanye bekufuna nje ukuthi abantu ngabe singayinika mhlawumbe okuyi-3 months sibone ukuthi uhamba njani ngoba into efunekayo vele dube yokuthi lizwe nelizwe libe nemali yalo. Kodwa-ke ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi njengoba nuza lo ndoda ufine ukhulumile walebhinga ukuthi vele sebeyenza ukuthi 1:3 uyabona ukuthi ngamafela vele dube ngoba ngokuthi okukhutshwa lapha sibhekile inews ekuseni nabo kuzwakala ukuthi imali le ilokhu ilingana le-American dollar kodwa abantu basekaya ngoba bagcwele i-corruption bagcwele ubusela vele bazorobha abantu abayiphetheyo ukuthi no mina ngiphethe le mali iningi ngoba abantu babebhekile labo ukuthi ngoba kuliphepha siyakubona lathi lapha emafonini abafakwa bo-WhatsApp ukuthi hhayi khona kuyiphepha.
Bathini ekhaya kodwa nxa ukhuluma lawo?
Yes.
Bathini ekhaya nxa ukhuluma lawo mprofeti?
Bathi bantu kukhona abantu abami bembathimezeve ingcolo ehlanu lodlili bathi namhlanje bate beyodonsa bakukhipha khonoko kwinto kodwa bathi kusaphuma kungama-2 bond. Akukabi le-5 bond kusiya phezulu bakhipha ama-2.
So kuyathululeka kuphoa ukuthi getshegetshe nje ngizothiwa kuphuma le pendi abakutshelanga khonoko
bezulu lingawuthola endlela eyikhoda ukuthi ungathola ithubela
ye kuziba luzana
manje kodwa khona bekufuna nje dube nami sengikhuluma nje ngesakhamizi sasezimbabwe bekufuneka ukuthi ngabe siyake silinde sibone ukuthi kuzoyenza njani sithi sesigqeda lapha lalapha mhlawumbe khonokho kuyinto kuzoletha something utshentshe nyana ekhaya ukuthi kuveze iziphelo nyana ezithize yabona
hawu boni yempo uhlowayishaya sibile esikhonkosini ushaya emnandi kakhulu
So angazi abanye abantu bona babona njani, mina lami ngimbono wami, angisho ukuthi ngomhlaba wonke ngowami ukuthi ngabe singalinda, ngoba manje ngasikhuluma ngento evele ebusuku ngo-12 namhlanje kuseni sesengu-8, so sisakhuluma ngento abantu abangakakuyazi ukuthi vele yini. Ngabe ngemva kwe-2 months sikokhuluma ngayo abantu bonke, mhlawumbe umhlaba wonke jikelele usukwazi ukuthi uphethe imali ngempela or uphethe iphishi yokuthi bantu bangene nje etoilet. Uyaxolisa ukukhuluma kanjalo.
Ye, hhayi, utshala mnandi kakhulu ke mpofu. Wothi size ukuthi uNdebele uthini kunangale Karlsbad, otherwise utshayela mzala.
Ya, hayi, okay, hayi, lami bengiyakhela ngoba thina sikayibona lathi sisayilindile lapho ekhona sibona ukuthi iyokuya njani ngokomalayithi.
Empofu baba, sibongile kakhulu mpofini.
Dube.
Yebo.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sibongile kakhulu mpofu. Empofu baba. Yeah, that was Mr. Pofu in South Africa. He says, let's wait for 3 months at least and see what is going to happen. But he says what he is hearing is that it's just a piece of paper, nothing else. He says when it rains, when you are going to the grocery shops, you may have problems. Get there, the money is gone, you know. So then we've got Mnumzana uNdebele is Karoo Park. Baba Ndex, kunjani? Hi, sphile kakhulu. So telephone kancane Ndebele.
Yebo, tiwe
nyabo. Nyakuzwa kuhle. Kunjani ekhala nyona?
Hayi, kurayi baba.
Ye, phosela kuNdebele.
Ya, siyawuza umkhosi wamadoda lapha atshala kithi. Abantu baqala sibili ngomquba lo khona. Kodwa-ke akulanto esingayenza. Ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende wethu umuntu ongukhanda liyathisa, uyazenzela into ayifuna noma abantu bengafuni. Now embone ngani kubonakala kakhulu Dube. Ikuthi bona bezama ukubiya amasimu indwangu kudala ziqedile emasimini. Into yona le ngabayiletha ngesikhathi kuqala i-multicurrency engxenye ngalo kuyazisiseka. Manje abantu sebakhupha imali zonke, bantshontsha zonke imali zaphuma elizweni. Kwakukhona besithi gaqabo kade sibethi bayafaka zona izinto zabo abazifakayo. Manje uhlupho lwakhona lona lolo lokuthi abantu bakhona njalo lanxa uzama ukuthi uba-advise, ungaba-advise bathi wena ngoye opposition abafuna ukukuzwa. So yikho lapho embone ngani kule nkinga khona kakhulu. Kodwa hayi, mina njengomuntu ovele ngasikele amabandla kanjalo, mina vele lo ngayi ngathi ukuthi hayi, mina izaphu yehlulwa kudala, vele sengiyintandana engenabani.
Siyakuzwa baba.
Ukukhangela nje ngithi hayi, sizabona ngakho ukuthi lakokala khona induku loxhawuxhawu. Ngoba into akonti kathesi abantu sebephiwa amabhodi wona lawa Dube. Sebeqalisile ukureta. Angikwazi ukuthi irate yobayithethe ngapi, kodwa kungenani ke baba. Ngibona ngani sizajayela nje ngokuya kwesikhathi, mina ngokubona kwami, kodwa njengoNdebele ngibona nento leyo suziye ndawo Dube.
Yebo phela,
njengoba ezakwenza i-consultation undoda lowu, njengoba sithi ukuthi uzaconsult abantu, vele ibhondi lakhona seliqalisile ukusebenza. Vele abantu bazahle bamdikithele ngayo, so abakulwa kakhulu layo ukuthi angikwazi vela sizabuye vele ngokubona kwami, ngoba abantu bazibonzile baba Dube.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndebele. Ukuthi ifoni lokhu sakhona Ndex. Yebo baba Ndebele, ngani sesukile lapha
ekhona.
Oh, ukhona. Ye, qedisa khona lapho Ndebele baba ngamafutshane.
Ya, bengisithi mina hayi, akuna ngendlela esingayenza jakana kithi. Ye, sathi lapho ngukhangela nje sizwa ukuthi bona bathina abanikazi, ngoba amanga amaningi ngalesi sikhathi mina angayibambi, ngiyibonile nje kuphela kodwa angayibambi.
Yebo phela.
Yebo baba.
Hayi, Ndebele mbongile kakhulu. Ndebele sibongile kakhulu lokuthi uhlala ubuya sibili kuhlelo lapha uphosiphosela lo mbono sibili ojulileyo kakhulu. Sibonge kakhulu baba. Yeah, that was Mr. Ndebele. He lives in Karoo Park and he says he doesn't support any political party in Zimbabwe. But he says, you know, there's nothing that Zimbabweans can do here because they are dealing with a government that is not transparent, a government that is not, you know, accountable. And so at the end of the day, they have to live with what is going on. So he says if you try to advise them, they always term you an opposition supporter. So it's really hard to deal with the ZANU-PF. And this gentleman is a former freedom fighter under the Zipra forces.
Let's go to Mr. Busisa Moyo. Mr. Moyo, is he on the line? Yes. Mr. Moyo, there are some economists are fearing that the introduction of these bond notes might actually lead to inflation, as people might tend to hoard U.S. dollars and, you know, just to get rid of the bond notes. Are there fears like that?
Yes, I think the fears are there. It all depends ukuthi uhulumende uzawaphatha njani indaba yakhona. Nxa umuntu engahamba ebhenki kabili kathathu athole $1 so athole $2 for $2 in bonds, kuzaya ngokwesikhathi ngokwesikhathi kuzaphela. Abantu sebebona ukuthi hayi ibhondi leli kutho ukuthi uhulumende ulobuqotho ekukhulumeni ukuthi i-one for one. Until that speculation nje abantu bayadizwisisa ukuthi liphathwa kanjani. Kodwa kuzathi ngokuya kwesikhathi nxa uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi i-bond leyi kule facility le African Bank eyenza enelisa ukuthi kube yi-one for one. Nxa kuliqiniso ngokuya kwesikhathi njengalokho esakubona kuma-bond coins angena kudala ngo-2014 kwathi sigqalisa kwaba nomsindo, kwaba lokukhaphazela njengalokho esikubona khona. Kwathi ngokuya kwesikhathi abemjova bathi hayi kasiwafuni, abezitolo bathi hayi kasiliphathi i-bond coin. Sathi ngokuya kwesikhathi after about 3-4 months sabona sokuyiwo asebenzayo, kade siyiwo asebenzayo emjoveni, yiweso asebenzisa ijintshi, akunamuntu okhuluma ngawo. So nxa, you know, ukwesaba lokhu, those fears that you are talking about, they will all depend on how government handles it. And the public sentiment, which, you know, is aphela ngokuphuma kweqiniso. Nxa iqiniso lingaphumanga, then those fears are very well founded, and inflation will come. But inflation is caused when you print too much. Nxa bengaprint amaningi ama-bonds, kuzaba le inflation lo ikhulumayo njengoba ekuphumeni kwawo sokuthiwa ayarashiyenwa vele lawo malutshwa azarashiyenwa. So in such an instance you do not have inflation because the currency is actually short. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods, so kuzamele baprinte sibilo kuzwayo nxa ukuthi inflation ikhanya. But abantu bona ikwesaba nje ukuthi sake sadlula laphana isigaba lesiyana esasilama-agro bills lama-bearers check, abantu sebebona ngani yiwasephendukile. So kuyethuka lokho kukhona sibi.
And people seem to be a bit confused, Mr. Moyo, about the issue of the bond notes. What is causing this? Is it because the RBZ did not do enough in terms of their outreach program or outreach programs to educate people about the security features that some retailers were talking about, and, you know, just preparing people enough?
Look, I think public sentiment has generally been negative. No amount of selling would have really will really help, which is why Reserve Bank. I mean, we've been talking about bond notes since March.
That's true.
Talking about what they are and so on. The features, as you know, if you release features too early, too long, you open yourself up to counterfeit. So there are also principles of when you release. You can't release it and say, we're going to introduce this a year from now. It will encourage people to counterfeit the notes and so on and so on. So there are those limitations. But I don't think any amount of selling or trying to advertise would have. Could there have been more consultation? I think there could have been more consultation, perhaps with the general public and civic society. But from a business point of view, we've been talking about bond notes actively since April this year, talking to the governor and directly not through the media, but directly with him, having meetings and highlighting some of the issues, some of the concerns that are there, public sentiment, getting an understanding of how they're going to work. He is trying to kill with these bond notes two birds with one stone, as I said to you. One is an export incentive, the other one is a liquidity problem. It becomes a little bit confusing in certain instances, because one side you've got an export incentive, one side you've got a liquidity solution of sorts.
I don't know if we still have Professor Chivije. No, I think the phone dropped. Maybe let's just read some few messages, Gibbs, on Facebook. We also have Mumvumi Tawanda Achiti. Vamwe vanoda mitemo yekudzimba dzevamwe zvekwawo tsho unovaka sei musha wako. I think that was in response to kune muhanga ataura kuti vana Zambia vane mari dzavo. Leo Tatenda, hello, anoti iye hello, bond notes, saka anenge achizoita here kuita exchange rate tabuda mhiri kwemakungwa. Then Godfrey Hlatshwayo anoti iye kuwedzera nhamo munyika maitiro ehurumende yava Mugabe murombo acharamba achitambura mupfumi achiwedzera zvaainazvo. Albert Gumbo Reshumba anoti ngatingotambirei next, zvakafanana ukatumira mari kumba havaiwane, saka zviri nani rishandiswe. Nathan Jamu anoti iye kupa pfungwa dzedu kupedza nguva, Zimbabwe ndeye munhu one anoita zvaanoda. Gibbs.
Wati swereke kunkosikazi Debra Mukasa kunjani usakonekitiwa nemama?
Ndenkona.
Ye, asikhulumeke ngokuti ke nanka amabhondi sekhona khonapho, ukhulumile ukuthi bekuhamba njani lapha lalapha, kodwa ke kuyagcina vele kuhamba njani wona ngokuzwa kwakho, nxa ukhuluma labantu bathini vele ukuthi bagcina bewasebenzisa ngalolu hlobo kumbe sokuthenitheni? Akutsho ke ngamafitshane khonapho sizoma.
Nxa nxoxa lamavendors bakhanya besithi kuzaba nokuginyana-ginyana okuthize. Like sokuzaba nabo-exchange rate, sokuzaba nabosiphatheleni azabe baqalisa ukuthi intshatshintsha, kuzaba kukhiswa kwezimali ukuthi ithune sekubhema, like njengokutsho kukababa omunye oke wakhuluma lapho esithi khona abaza hlala benothile, ibona lapho abazabe belokhu benothile. Ngoba okukhona phakathi on the ground ukuthi nxa kuzaba labo-exchange rate, balutshwane abakwaziyo ukuntshintshatshintshana kwezimali zangkhona, like njengoba ngathi nxa abantu abanjengabantu abasebenza kumakhulumende ogovernment, amapetroli nezinye izitolo ezingathi sikhangelele kizo lapha sikade siwuthenga khona kungathi intengo ziphansi, nxa sebehle besicala kumbeni nxa sebehle befake okungamasensi phezulu, kuyukuthi isuka ngaphi, bayicalculate njani? So kunzima kakhulu lapha, kuzaba lokunzima obuthize noma ke sithi siza kudayela. But mina bengithi ngokubona kwami, abanye ngiqoqa labo bebesithi hawu ano-G_N_U owayenze kwaba ne-currency leyana yokuthi kube i-currency esebenzayo isiwile. So iZimbabwe kayisebenzi isiya phambili, isebenza ibuyela emuva, which is not conducive ebantwini beZimbabwe. Kasiphili kuhle sibili, kasihambelani nakho, noma nje bengakufosa ukuthi sibe nakho, kodwa kusho ukuthi vele siza kujayelela khatshana. Kunjengokuthi ufose umntwana ukuthi ezetshomoliya yona inyama eyikhangele efridini, yona kuloko ukuthi khebani imthomoliya inyama le imelela abantu bemzini.
Hayi, siyawuza kakhulu, bambi khonapho ungayikhashana ntombi endala. So she says it appears as if Zimbabwe is not moving forward, you know. She's talking about the GNU era. She says, of course, those guys actually brought a lot of stuff, like the US dollar, like the rand, and all those other currencies. But now Zimbabwe is going backwards. Like it's introduced these bond notes, which she said previously. That is confusing vendors. You know, they don't even know what to do, and they're not happy at all about these bond notes. So yeah, that's it, man.
Regai tinzwe kune vamwe vatereri. Tina mukoma Makombe Jafet, makadi mukoma Jafet kunyanga.
Andreo fara chaizvo makadiwo enyu.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Auya here ma bond notes kunyanga?
Pari tunatati tawa na mabundi matukunyanga izesi.
Mm-hmm. Asi, vanhu vari kuti kudi muri kuatambira here kana azo uyu?
Iko zvine, vamwe vari kumatambira vachiti maybe nekuti ma $2, ne $5. So I think that will work pane papa US dollars is 181.
Mhm. Ko dambudziko remari rakamira sei?
Hello.
Dambudziko remari rakamira sei kunyanga uko?
Kuno kumari iri kunetsa.
Mhm.
Zvekuti hatizivi kuti zvichamira sei.
Mhm. Saka munoona achizobatsira here kugadzirisa dambudziko remari mabond notes?
As we speak, anogona kubatsira ehe, asi nerimwe divi hatizivi kuti vari zvinji bhozi vamwe vanoritambira vamwe vari kuritambira vamwe vacho havasi kufara naro. Saka hatizivi kuti zvichafamba sei, rinogona kutibatsira bhozi kwagara kuchitonesa mari. Saka zvinogona kutibatsira kuti ikanga yauya mari iyoyo, I think inosecure it.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jafet kungoti nguva yedu ndo inenge yatifambei.
It's okay.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tenda kuna vachirava vari kuSouth Africa. Makadii?
Nofara munofara here?
Aiwa isu tiri nani. Munoti wokudini nenyaya yemabond notes?
Inini I'm very close nenyaya. Ndakashanda mari yangu about 3,000 yanga iri kubank.
Mm-hmm.
Izvezvi ndiri kunzwa kuti mari iyo yamabond.
Mm-hmm.
Ndaitaisa kuzozotenga mota kuno South Africa but handichatokwanisi kutenga mota iyoyo nekuti mari iyoyo haisiko yakanyura.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza munoziva.
Mm-hmm. Saka
kudzokera kusituation ya 2008 futi yekuti zvone muzvinhu mumashopu zvakapera.
Saka mamboedza here kuti mumburise mari yenyu mukwanise kutenga motikari yamuri kudai?
Ndakazama but ndakatadza kuiwana yese but zhinji yakatonyura.
Chii chakaitika pamaedza kuti mutore mari?
Unopuwa $10 nhasi mangwana upuwa 20. Mangwana ponza hapana. So ndorese apa unoitadzorera kubasa kunoku.
Mm-hmm. Saka
mangona manje.
Makazopedzisira matora mari manje.
Mari yandakatora it's only 1,000. Ine 2,000 yese yakasara kubhengi iko kwaamabhoni.
Mm-hmm. Asika tiri kunzwa kuti vanhu vanenge vachiri kupiwa imwe vanenge vangaiti 50 handiti? Tukapuwa 50 bond ne 50
US dollars.
US dollars.
Mm-hmm. That is bengi renyu kana richiita izvozvo but mahinji ari kutonetsa.
Mm-hmm.
Handiti maona manje. Saka mabond notes aya atoti zviringidza zvinhu ende tatodzokera kumashure kusingatomboiti ende zvinhu chashaikwa futi kumashop. Haukenisei kuti unongofuma wagadzira mari yakapewa ne US dollar kuti dhamba ana pula vese kuna maranza kuenda kungoti kuti munhu wekunga mambozoona kupi.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma achirava.
Maita kwa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Let's just quickly before we take our next caller go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line?
Yes,
Mr. Moyo, there are these concerns from people that they have their money in banks. They have their US dollars. Our last caller, Mr. Achirava, is saying that he had saved $3,000 to buy a car in South Africa, but unfortunately he cannot access that money. Is this not a problem?
This is a big problem, and this is the problem that the bonds are trying to solve, Baba.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, there are several challenges, as I said, you know, that they're trying to solve. People are spending time. They cannot get money out.
Mm-hmm.
So the government has introduced these bonds to try and help people to at least have the money in their hands and spend it.
Mm-hmm.
By coming up with these bond notes. So on the one hand, people are saying we can't get our money out. And then on the other hand, they're saying we don't want bond notes. Those two, they need to be reconciled. Because government, you see, the challenge which is unspoken here is that government is starting to have problems importing U.S. dollars into the country. Nobody has mentioned that even on your program here. But government is now unable. We know that Angola, for example, has been, they've put an embargo on Angola. They cannot get U.S. dollars now into Angola. Zimbabwe is also following suit where we were importing large amounts which were coming into the country and going out. So this is a big challenge now for government. How do you keep importing U.S. dollars? which go out because we then take it out to go and purchase things. Corruption also takes out illicit money flows that, you know, that see money moving out. I think Reserve Bank in May gave us a report to show that they had imported $784 million in a space of about 12 months. So from May to May, they had imported $784 million. And now what's left in the country is only $150. So which means a good $630 million is out of the country and cannot be accounted for. These are some of the challenges that government has got. And the reason why people cannot get their U.S. dollars out of the bank is because the inventory of U.S. dollars is actually leaving the country. So at least bonds will not leave Zimbabwe. They will stay here. So people can get their money. And then those that want to import, because not everybody that uses money wants to import something. There are some people, abathengi sama donki, abathengi sama janje, they are selling different things. There is a sister there that is from the Traders Association here in Lawn. You don't need to have a hard currency to buy, you know, to buy things. People just want security, but that security can be received through savings, and your savings can be kept in dollars. That's fine. But for trading purposes, we need something that won't leave the country.
Okay, we'll come back to that point, Gibbs.
Yes, lomnumzana ke u Rapson Mwale. Baba Mwale kunjani khona ngapho ke eGoli?
Ngisikona njani?
Hayi siphile kakhulu Mwale, bokuthi kafu kafu sibili ngamafutshane sokusele 4 minutes, so siyakunika imizuzwana nje. Phosela khona.
Eh, hayi thina silenkinga nje ngoba singaphandle kwelizwe ngoba khona manje angithi thini rand still kuthi ukuthi lisafana lokuthi ngona i-value njengoba ilingana nayo US dollar leyo bond. Kuthi ukuthi kodwa thina sizabe sihamba namarandi bona bebe sebesitshintsha ngebhondi. Iyona inkinga enginayo.
So inkinga yakhona ingaphokona khona?
Inkinga isekuthini phela mina ibhondi angithi angilisebenzisi ngapha eSouth Africa. So ma ngisiyathenga ngale bengitshintsha ngebhondi. Kufana nokuthi mina mbanika imali bona banginika ibhondi into engasebenziyo.
So ke manje lizakwenza njani khona?
Hey, kusho ukuthi sisebunzimeni kakhulu. Sisebunzimeni. Kusho ukuthi umuntu ole US dollar ngoyongane kumbe ungcono. Thina sike rand kusho ukuthi lokho silimala ngoba siyohamba ne rand besifike besinika ama bond notes. I bond note ngeke ngicross na i border ngize nayo eMzansi ngoba ngapha kayisebenzi.
Ya kuzima khona.
Yeah.
Yeah, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Mwale isibonile kakhulu lot.
Okay,
so Mr. Mwale is worried that, you know, he lives in South Africa and he says when he goes home, he's expected to exchange the rand for bond notes. So he says after doing that, when you go back to South Africa, you won't have any rands anymore because you have exchanged your rands for bond notes. So he's very worried, really, about that kind of situation.
Do we still have Mrs. Mukasa?
Yeah, Mukasa is like one.
Maybe you can
yes iqedise kona pho mkasa yes iqedise ngamafutshane kona pho ke ukuthi pho ubona ngazani kuyagcina ngani konke lokho
angaze angivumelani lo moyo lo kade ukukhuluma kathesi ethi informal sector ithengisa amajazi informal sector ibambisa i-economy yethu yonke. So asithengisi majazi, asithengisi muntu, asithengisi whatever ade kukhuluma khonoko kodwa ukuthi sizadijela ngasodwa. We are crossing the borders siseyahoda. So nge-bond not asingeke sicrosse i-border sohoda. So angivumelani nakho nakhona lokhu ukuthi ethi kade bakhuluma ngakho babekhuluma besenkuzekelisa bengekho bengangeni ebantwini. So they must come back to people. I-bond coin yabo, bond not yabo beke beyibeke eceleni laphana sibuyele ku-US dollar lethu or even to rand sisebenze ngoba yiyo ebambe i-economy. So mina ngokwami angivumelani ndawo.
Yes,
siyabonga.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu mama.
Unfortunately, we have to call it a quits. Time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Deborah Mukasa de Bulawayo Venda. And also we want to thank Mr. Busisa Moyo, President of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, and the first two guests that we had, Professor Chivije, an economist, and also Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, a Bulawayo resident. We want to also thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.